Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for our guests on It's Only Blue Friday, and Laura's going to run through who they are. Go, Laura.
Okay, so first of all, we've got Michelle, who's played by April Pearson. She's the one with the nice breasts, although she thinks they're uneven. She's going out with Tony, even though Sid is in love with her. She breaks up with Tony,
Laura,
and goes out,
Laura,
with Josh.
Do you want to start by saying what programme we're on?
Skins.
A little tip for introducing people.
Carry on, Laura.
I've
sorry,
lost
let's
my
put
place.
Your slide on a minute, that.
She's going out with Tony, even though Sid is in love with her. She breaks up with Tony and goes out with Josh, but Tony wrecks their relationship. Tony eventually confesses to Michelle on the phone that he loves her, but then he gets run over by a bus.
Hi, April.
Hello.
That's April.
Michelle.
Yeah. Okay.
Maxie, played by Mitch Hewer.
In Skins.
That's you, isn't it? Hi. He's the blonde one who's very good at tap dancing, art, and his best mates with Chris and Anwar. There was a big fuss about Anwar not being able to come to terms with his religion and Maxie's homosexuality. At one point, Tony tries to have a bit of a... with Maxie, but Maxie tells him he's not very good. In the new series, Maxie's dad will be played by Bill Bailey.
And that's Mitch, who plays Maxie. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm running out of breath. And then we've got Chris, who's Joe Dempsey. Hi there. Chris takes a lot of drugs and has parties at his house. He spent a good time of the last series walking around in public naked.
You need to change the toner on that thing because you can't see.
I can't see, that's why I went wrong. Chris even copped off with his own teacher, Angie, but then things got complicated when Merv, her Australian weatherman fiance, showed up. Not Wheaterman, that it says.
Not Wheaterman, that's an H missing. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
So there we are.
That's the cast of Actual Skins. Welcome to Radio 1.
Have we got time to talk to them now after that? That took about 3 minutes.
Play another record. National Radio 1. So how are you? All right?
Yeah.
Very well.
Happy bean.
Fantasticano.
Thanks for coming in. Now, Skins is back on Monday, which we're all looking forward to. It all ended a bit weird, didn't it? The last one.
Yeah.
Tony got run over and then everyone had that kind of strange sing-song to Baby It's a Wild World. What was that about?
I wish we knew, in a way.
Don't blame us.
It's a little musical.
Yeah, it was something a bit different, I think, to end the show with. And, I know people that... My mum actually hated it.
Yeah, it's a bit like Marmite.
But a lot of people loved it as well.
Yeah. Everyone's going to ask you this, but you can choose to answer it. Does Tony survive?
Yeah.
Everyone knows he's back.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
I can't help but see his face everywhere I go in Nottingham, where I live, because it's on every bus stop.
It is everywhere.
A bit rubbish if he wasn't in it.
After all that, yeah. You wouldn't use his face, would you, really, to be honest? When you started doing this, did you think it would become as popular as it has become?
Definitely not.
You didn't?
No way. We got told when we started that it was sort of... And which is true, it was like a low budget show for digital television. But
it was
then when
the first commissioned show that E4 ever did, I think.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But then when the advertising responsibility got passed over to Channel 4, they just went crazy with it, really, and it's been amazing.
Okay. Now the term Skins Party has gone on since the show started to be used when people completely wreck their parents' house. I've got the Urban Dictionary definition here. A huge party in someone's house where nearly everything is broke, lots of people are having and almost everyone
what,
is either,
whistling
is having whistling.
Yeah.
And almost everyone is either drunk or worse. A teenage party that self-consciously aspires to be infamous, preferably on the evening news. Now, so that's an actual Urban Dictionary definition of Skins.
Yeah.
And there is a news story which I do have here, which I'll just read to you. Okay. This is all your fault, right? Since you started doing this show, you're just society is coming down round our ears, and it's all because of Skins. Listen to this. Teen party wrecks £20,000 worth of havoc at family home. When the Bell family left home for a quiet caravan break last Monday, they probably feared nothing more sinister than heavy traffic and the occasional shower. Little could have prepared them for what they found on their return.
That's a proper story.
Yeah, this is a proper story. Pulling up in their cul-de-sac on Tuesday morning, they discovered that their house had been wrecked by gangs of teenagers after their 18-year-old daughter posted an all-welcome invitation to a let's trash the average family size house disco party on the MySpace website. Rachel Bell's tempting offer resulted in more than £20,000 worth of damage being done to the 230 grand house in County Durham by visitors from as far away as London. The party ran out of steam around 4 a.m. following a chase involving neighbours armed with golf clubs. By then, it was reported, the visitors had urinated on Rachel's mother's wedding dress, stolen cash and jewellery, barricaded the back door to prevent neighbours from intervening, and dyed Fred Perry clothes belonging to her brother because they didn't like chavers, northeast dialect for chavs. The page was tagged Skins Party after the Channel 4 teen series, which involved a similar trashing of a house while the parents were away. See that? Do you feel like partly responsible?
Wholly responsible.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved, because when that story came out, she told her mum that someone had hacked her MySpace account and everything, and her mum came out and said, I believe her. Because she'd moved valuable things like the telly out of the living room. That suggests you're expecting a few people around.
Yeah, there's going to be a few people around. Do you know, is Skins on in Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently
yeah,
it is,
yeah.
Ah, that would explain a lot as well. Have you heard about this this guy who is now really famous?
Yeah.
I'm going to play this if you've not heard it. Here's a guy called Corey, and he had a big old party at his mum's house. He's 16, had a party, 500 people, 30 police, and the dog squad turned up. And this is him being interviewed on the news in Australia.
Are you sorry?
Yeah, I am.
You don't sound very sorry.
But I can't be exactly blamed for everything that happened because it wasn't in the house, it was out in the street, and I didn't do it, like...
Now, it wasn't me. He was talking to his mum. And all the way through, after... say he's wearing this enormous pair of sunglasses.
Why don't you take your glasses off so we can see you? And then apologise to your neighbours for frightening them.
Nah, I'll leave these on.
Take off those glasses and apologise to everybody that you frightened, to the police who were forced to retreat and whose cars have been damaged, and to the community who have had to pay for this. Take off your glasses and apologise to us.
I'll say sorry, but I'm not taking off my glasses.
Why not?
Because... they're famous.
Because they're famous.
He doesn't want to take them off.
What would you say to other kids who were thinking of partying when their parents are out of town?
Get me to do it for you.
Get you to do it for you. Not don't do it.
Nah, get me to do it for you. Best party ever so far. That's what everyone's been saying, so...
Yeah, she won't let it lie though.
Take
those glasses off.
Huh? Who's that?
Who's the woman?
Talking to, yeah.
He's talking to the news reporter in the studio.
Right.
She a friend of his mum's or something?
I suggest you go away and take a good long hard look at yourself.
Oh my god.
I have. Everyone has. They love it.
I like him a lot. Radio 1. So that's your fault as well. That's Corey Worthington who had a Skins party. Now, you're quite famous now. What do people actually, when they come up to you in the street, what do they say to you?
Generally
usually,
just that they like the show, really, I think.
Yeah, it's usually...
The main question at the moment is Tony dead? Where is Tony?
And then you say, yes. Well, or he's on every bus stop, so he's going to be back.
Yeah.
Like you did earlier.
Or alternatively, they go, you're that guy from Scrubs.
Oh, gutted.
Is it worse when they come up to you and just... get really shy and then don't say anything and you're just like, okay, hi.
Yeah,
and then
hi.
It's silence for like 5 minutes.
I love you in that Scrubs. Do they ever get confused between you and your character? That must happen quite a lot.
I used to think like when the show first came out, I was really shy. Like when anyone came up to, I still am quite shy, but I always just think I'm not going to be as interesting as you think I'm going to be. And I'm not off my head.
Now, on this, in past and also on the new show, there's lots of cameos because Bill Bailey's going to play Maxie's dad this time.
Yeah.
And is Shane Ritchie in the series as well?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
He's in episode 2 playing a sleazy teacher who's kind of perving over Michelle a bit. So.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. And how is it working with Bill Bailey?
Well, amazing. He's such a legend. He's unreal. He's so funny. It's brilliant. It's amazing.
No, see, I'm thinking, I don't know what you think about this, and obviously it's not your decision, but I think that maybe Chappers could be in an episode of Skins somewhere.
Why?
I don't know.
He could play my uncle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can we not go for older brother?
Right, Maxie's uncle, put that down.
Where's Laura? Is Laura here?
Hello.
Oh, hello. On the floor.
Yeah.
What part would you like to play, Laura?
Oh, I don't know. Anything I like?
Yeah.
Shab.
Who said Shab?
Like, you can get out.
You're my favourite guest ever.
That's, that is my favourite answer. Right, this is Hot Chip on Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
It's 4:18 on Radio 1, Kanye West and the Future Heads Record of the Week coming up. If you've got a question for Michelle, Maxi or Chris off Skins, then text in now, 81199. They're not very inventive so far, but I didn't think they would be. Will Michelle go out with me? Will Maxi go out with me? Will Chris go out with me? Any more questions apart from that question? Because the answer's probably no. I just got a hunch. 81199. Also, you should really take the Flirt Divert number out with you this weekend. It's 0770-774-914 to avoid people like this.
Hiya, Vicky. It's Mickey. Been trying to ring you all weekend, so couldn't get through. So I might leave you a voice message. When we first met, you loved my poem, so...
Oh, right, okay, so she loved his poem.
Yeah.
So can you guess what Mickey's done?
No.
Right, well, he's going to do a poem.
Right.
Okay. Now, you can tell he's a poet because Mickey will only go out with girls whose names rhyme with his.
Hiya, Vicky, it's Mickey.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah, you see? Well, anyway, so it's Mickey and Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably already been out with Nikki, Ricky, Dicky.
Yeah.
Tricky.
Tricky Dicky.
Tricky Dicky, Sticky.
I don't think... I've never heard anybody called Sticky.
I have. All right. Back to the poem, if we could.
Take a bit of time out to write you one. Goes something like, when the sky's grey, I watch the park and days. You and me, could this be? You tell me. Maybe the one to be. I need you in my way. So I gently fade away. Just ring me back or something... And I've also got the ballroom tickets as well for us. So try and get back to me, okay? Okay. Bye-bye, darling.
It rhymed at the start and then tailed off completely. It didn't rhyme at all towards the end with the bit about the ballroom tickets.
Just ring me or something.
Yeah.
That doesn't scan.
Why does he need her in his way? Surely it'd be better if she was out of the way. Do you know what I mean?
When the sky's grey, I watch Parson Days. You and me, could
what,
this be?
Parson Days or something? No idea.
Me. Maybe the one to be. I need you in my way, so I gently fade away. Just ring me back.
Yeah, it's like I'm realise this isn't very good now. So if you could just ring me back.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Hello, it's Scott. It's 4:25. It's early Bloody Friday. Right, some slightly better questions coming in for the Skins lot now. 81199, if you want to ask them a question after 4:30, we've got Chris, Michelle and Maxi coming in. Thanks for all the texts about Michelle. Cheers. Alright, a lot of people know a girl called Sticky Vicky. She's some kind of Benidorm legend, apparently.
Really? I've never been to Benidorm.
I haven't, sadly. So we've had on Flirt Divert a guy called Mickey who only goes out with people whose name rhymes with his.
Hiya, Vicky. It's Mickey.
Yeah. So he's been out with... Nikki, Ricky, Dicky,
Tricky Vicky.
He's been out with all of them. Didn't you have a boyfriend once that only went out with people called Laura?
Yeah. There was Laura 1, Laura 2, Laura 3, Laura 4.
Well, he numbered them.
Well, no. But I think I was Laura 2, and then there was 2 Lauras after me.
Well, that's better than being Laura 4, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did he do that on purpose?
Probably easier, isn't it?
Was it all at the same time?
You could do that, couldn't you?
No, not all at the same time, but, like, did he go out with you all at the same time?
Because then...
Did you just have one, like...
You wouldn't get anyone's name wrong,
have, like, a rotor system.
No?
Well, I hope not.
Well, you don't know, though,
do you? Maybe you could text in and tell us. See, therefore, if you go out with someone with the same name, a lot easier.
Yeah.
You could keep that going for years, probably, couldn't you?
Not
easy. No, I don't do that. Not making you paranoid or anything. That can't be right. Paul has been out with 11 Janes, 3 of which were at the same time. 11 right. Janes?
Well, that's...
Gareth and Manchester's
be done.
Been on. Gareth and Manchester's been on.
Yeah.
My dad went out with 3 Vivians when he was a lad. Do you reckon his dad does that all the time? All right, Gareth, when I was a lad. So, yeah, 3 Vivians.
That's quite
3
hard.
Vivians. Count them. 1, 2, 3 Vivians.
Do you not think his dad deserves quite a lot of respect for that?
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1. So, we've got April, we've got Mitch, we've got Joe, Michelle, Maxi and Chris from Skins. Thank you for coming in today. We've got some actual listeners who want to ask you some questions. Laura?
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fabulous. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Laura.
Right, what's your question?
My question is, there's so much snogging goes on in this programme. Has any of you ever snogged anybody that's had minging breath?
What, in the show or just generally?
Anything would be good for laugh, wouldn't it?
I snogged a girl once that tasted like cucumber, which is an odd taste.
Do you like cucumber?
Don't mind eating it. But
right.
Not snogging it.
No. I've never snogged anyone with bad breath, but I've snogged boys with bristle on their face. They haven't bothered to shave, which is quite mean. Mm. There's me shaving and they don't.
No, that's not good.
Not good.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you very much.
All right, Millsy! Adam.
Hi, Scott.
You right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you?
I am on my way home.
Okay, what's your question, please?
The adverts for the new series look quite dark, and the last series was quite upbeat and happy. Is it as dark as the adverts suggest, or...
I think, Series 2 does get a lot darker, but, you know, don't despair. There's a lot of fun and happiness as the series kind of goes on.
We maintain the humour. We've got Harry Enfield directing an episode this time.
Yeah,
around.
So it's
got
to be
very good.
Two episodes.
Two.
Yeah.
Cool. Someone wants to know if Danny Dyer's going to be back in it again.
No.
Let's hope not.
We couldn't afford him.
No.
Okay, what happened there, please?
I don't know, he's a bit of a London lad.
He has a bit of an attitude about him, doesn't
he?
That's
him, but he is a genuine geezer.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah. That is who he is. So.
He's odd.
So, yeah. Doesn't sound like he's coming back. Whoever texted that in.
No, sorry.
Sorry about that. Hi, Ross.
Danny
Dyer.
Hi.
You right?
Yeah.
Where are you, Ross?
I'm in Dundee.
Okay, what's your question?
I never watched Skin Series 1, so is Series 2 easy enough to get into?
Get a DVD.
Yeah. Get a DVD.
But as long as you bear in mind that someone got hit by a bus just before.
Yeah, you might.
Oh, you've spoiled the end. Rubbish. Yeah, so it's quite easy to get into if you haven't seen the first one. It would help to see the first one, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Ross, that's something you need to get, all
right? Right, no
right.
problem.
Okay, right.
Okay.
And you're probably going to have to spend the whole weekend watching it before it starts on Monday.
Yeah.
All right, see you later.
Right, I'll see you later.
Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
You right?
Yep, not too bad.
Say hi to the people from Skins.
Hello.
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 Okay,
right.
Go on then.
Right, question was, what was the funniest scene you ever filmed?
Probably a scene from Series 2, actually, where the gang go to the Gower in Wales and they go skinny dipping, which was very interesting. That was pretty funny.
It was hilarious as well. Everyone else.
Running stark naked into the freezing sea.
So everyone got to see each other naked.
Yeah, more or less.
What time of year did you do that?
I think it was the summer, so it wasn't too bad. Although that doesn't mean there are like families on the beach, like making sandcastles and stuff.
Did they not clear the beach?
Well, they did have a go at us, actually.
Why? What did they say?
They were screaming their heads off to tell us to get off the beach.
Like, rubbish.
This is our holiday. You're ruining it.
Yeah. We're in Wales.
Sorry, guys.
You're ruining it.
And our producer once literally dragged a dog out of shot.
Yeah.
He's having a great time in the sea.
He must have weighed about 300 pounds.
Lugged it up the beach.
Can you give us, because there's loads of people wanting to know, without kind of giving it away, give us a brief guide to the first episode.
Well, you find out whether Tony's alive, dead, a ghost, whatever he is. It's focused on Maxi. So, Mitch, do you want to say?
Yeah, as April said, you find out kind of about.
Oh, thanks for that.
You find out about like what happens to Tony, and it's just more about Maxi and what he wants to do, and he wants to go to London, be a dancer, and see his dad, Bill Bailey.
Cool. Now, this always happens every time we have guests in. I'm really sorry, but can you hear that noise next door?
Go on, Laura.
No. What is it?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. Would you mind going to tell them to turn it down? Because this happens every time.
Okay.
What's going to happen when I go out the room?
No, they'll be fine. It's just... Yeah, they're having their own Skins party in there. Do you want to go, Laura?
Yeah.
It's proper raving.
It is.
They've got their strobe lights going on.
Thanks.
No one wants to go in there, do they?
No, it's we quite just scary. Here,
I run away as well.
Yeah,
the sugar bays weren't interested either.
Definitely not.
Listen, April, Mitch and Joe from Skins, looking forward to the first one on Monday. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.